Hey, and this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just everybody introduce yourself, you know, your name and your title.
I'm Abby Alga, and I'm the associate film programmer at the AFI Silver Theatre.
I'm Josh Gardner, and I'm one of the other associate film programmers at the AFI Silver.
I'm Javier Chavez, and I'm the assistant film programmer at the AFI Silver Theatre.
And we are talking about the AFI Latin American Film Festival at the AFI Silver in Silver Spring. One of my favorite, maybe my favorite theater in the area. I've gone to there so many times. I love that place. And this Latin American Film Fest is going to be coming September 22nd through October 12th. So everybody check it out. Before we get into some of the specific films in the lineup, someone take us, you know, give us an overview of, you know, what year we are in the festival and, you know, how it's sort of exciting that, you know, after the pandemic, we're back in person.
Yeah, we are so excited to be in person again this year. This is actually the 33rd year of the festival. And last year we were in person, but it was slightly scaled back. We didn't have quite as many events and filmmaker guests and things like that. And then 2020 we were all virtual. So this year, I think it feels to us like we're really, really back. Like it's going to be a real full-on festival, and it's really exciting for us. We've actually just all come back from the Toronto International Film Festival. We're just there for the first time since 2019, and that felt like a real, you know, proper film festival, like the atmosphere, the buzz, it was all that. And we're hoping that that's what this is going to be like for the Latin Film Festival this year. We've been hosting the festival, going back to the Kennedy Center. Some of listeners might remember when we were the AFI Silver Theater, well, not the AFI Silver Theater, the AFI Theater was located at the Kennedy Center from the 70s to the 90s into the early 2000s.
Oh, yes. I remember there was a fire one time, too, there.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't around for that. I can imagine, I can imagine that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this festival has a long history going back to those days, and has been at the Silver Theater since we've been there since 2003. And it's just continue to grow and grow every year, and this year is you know, a big bumper year again. We have 41 films from 21 countries. 8 of the films are US and North American premieres, so it's going to be the first time you know, you can see them on this continent. And we have a number of country submissions for the Academy Awards for Best International Feature Film. And those are being announced right now. So I feel like every single day we see a new one. We're like, oh, yay, we've got that one in the festival. That's awesome. Including Utama, which is Bolivia's entry. They just announced that last week. So we're expecting to have some more as we go into the festival this weekend. And we have, as I mentioned, events, filmmaker guests, and we're really excited to have it feel like a full-on film festival again.
All right, cool. So let's start with opening night, of course, the perfect place to start. It's called Argentina 1985.
Yeah, this is a film we're really excited about. It just premiered at the Venice Film Festival a few weeks ago to rave reviews. As the title says, it's a film from Argentina. That's kind of a rousing courtroom drama that stars Ricardo Darín, who audiences might know from the Oscar winning The Secret in Their Eyes. And it is about the period right after the military dictatorship, where they're trying to bring the military crimes to justice. So it's a courtroom drama, but it also has some elements of comedy. And I think audiences are really gonna enjoy it. And that is screening on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. And it is going to be followed by a wine reception that's supported by the Embassy of Argentina.
Wow. So you can get your cinema on and a little drink on afterwards. I love it. That's going to be really cool. All right. And then moving right along, I think we're going to have the North American premiere of Chile 1976.
Yeah, we were amazed to have these two films in the festival, Argentina 1985 and then Chile 1976. And they're both like historical pieces about dealing with Latin America's fraught political history. And Chile 1976 just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in May, I guess that was. And this is gonna be the first stop in North America, and we're super excited to have it. It's the directorial debut of a Chilean actress, Manuela Martelli. And it's a thriller basically about one woman who's not very politically involved, but becomes so during the course of the film. It's set during the early days of the Pinochet dictatorship in the 70s, 1976. And essentially this woman does kind of a charitable deed, takes someone into her home and becomes inadvertently involved with the resistance movement. And through that, she kind of has an awakening, you know, about what, you know, what's going on in her country and in her society at that time. So it's a really great slow burn thriller, political thriller. It's also a great character study. And we're very happy to have this film straight from Cannes, and happy to showcase the work of this female actress and filmmaker. And then I'll also mention another film quickly that's also dealing with this kind of political history of Latin America, and that's What Lucia Saw, which is a US premiere. So that's another film, first time ever in the US. And this is another historical thriller. This time it's centered around El Salvador. It's by a Spanish filmmaker who was born in El Salvador, Imanol Uribe. And it's about this assassination in 1989 of six Jesuit priests at a university in San Salvador in El Salvador during the Salvadoran Civil War that lasted from the 70s into right into the 90s. And it's essentially about the one woman who witnessed this massacre and who witnessed, government military troops executing this massacre. And that's not the narrative, obviously, that the government of El Salvador and the US government wanted out at the time. And so it's about her kind of being coerced into not saying what she saw. So it's a really great insight into that kind of period of time and into this woman's story. It's based on a true story. And this woman is still living in the US. In fact, she escaped the US and she's still living, I believe, around the Miami area. So it's a really fascinating film. I didn't know much about this massacre, and it's really eye-opening and fascinating, which a lot of these films are.
Wow. So it's called What Lucia Saw?
What Lucia Saw, yeah.
What Lucia Saw. Okay, awesome, awesome. That'll be Sunday, September 25th and the 27th as well.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to tell me about, it's called Parsley.
Yeah, that I can do that. So this film kind of continues one of the major themes that we find often with Latin American films and the two that Abby had just mentioned, which is the fraught political history of these countries. This film, Parsley, is directed by AFI Latin American Film Festival alum, Jose Maria Cabral. And it tells the story of a young pregnant woman named Marie who faces this perilous journey alone through the dense hinterlands of Hispaniola to seek refuge after the Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo ordered the execution of all Haitians on Dominican soil. So it's a pretty, it's a film about a grim period in Dominican history, but it's shot incredibly, it's evocative photography during the night. I don't want to quite say beautiful, but, it's really, really powerful images. And the lead actress, Cindy Lundy, gives such a stellar performance in the film. So it's, something about a subject that's important to acknowledge and to remember. So we're very happy to be including the film in the festival.
Great. Do we want to talk about My Imaginary Country as well, really quick, before we, I want to move on to some of the comedy and stuff too. But do you want to mention My Imaginary Country really quick?
Sure. Another film that we have is My Imaginary Country, which is directed by Patricio Guzman, who is, one of Chile's most celebrated documentary filmmakers. And it covers his experiences kind of as an outsider, because he wasn't present in Chile during the protests in 2019. And the documentary covers, that period that led to the election of Gabriel Boric, and kind of almost goes into the present time. So it's really fascinating to see a documentary that's as cutting edge as, as it can be. Another important chapter in Chile's history that we're currently witnessing.
Great. Awesome. Well, that's it sounds like a bunch of great, historical thrillers, political, and documentaries, all kinds of great stuff. But if you're after you, every film fest, it's like you got to give them some of the heavy stuff and then you bring them up peaks and valleys. Right. So now tell us some of the comedy, horror, even superhero stuff we have, maybe some of the lighter fun fare.
Yeah. Starting things off, we have a really great dark comedy. It's called 15 Ways to Kill Your Neighbor. It's actually a French film, but it's directed by the Argentine filmmaker Santiago Mitre, who actually is directing Argentina 1985, the opening night film. So he has two brand new films in the festival this year, and this one's a US premiere, and it stars Daniel Handler, who's actually Uruguayan, as an Argentine in France, kind of becoming a stay-at-home dad later in life, figuring out kind of where he stands in this midlife crisis when he meets a neighbor in a strange, deadly ritual takes hold that's very surreal. So it has a lot of surreal, dark moments. It's also a marital comedy. It's really great. I think audiences are going to love it. And that's on Saturday, September 24th. So it's a great Saturday night to come out to the theater.
Great. Does anyone, how about the Batwoman?
The Batwoman is actually from 1968. So we also, not only do we have brand new films, we also have repertory items in the festival. And this is a brand new digital restoration from an archive in Mexico who specializes in bringing genre films, Mexican genre films, back to the big screen. And as the title suggests, this is a Batwoman story. And it's done by director René Cardona, who is known for his kind of luchador wrestling movies, but also for this absolutely insane 1959 Christmas movie called Santa Claus versus the Devil, which I would also recommend. And I hope we're going to scream in a holiday classics program this year. And he just decided he wanted to take on, the Batman universe. And he kind of fused that with Lucha Libre. So in the film, the Batwoman is the Batwoman, but she's also an incredible world-renowned wrestler. And she also has a lot of other hobbies. She's an excellent horse rider. She's great at underwater spearfishing. She's just an all-rounder. And it's about her kind of looking into this mystery of a mysterious American scientist who's been kidnapping other Lucha Libre wrestlers and taking their spinal fluid to try and create a Gill Man, like the one in The Creature from the Black Lagoon. A Gill Man like the creature from the Black Lagoon. So it's a crazy plot. It doesn't 100% make sense, but it's so much fun. And it's going to be kicking off a new monthly AFI Silver After Dark program that we're instituting starting October, just in time for Halloween. And essentially it's like a late night program that we're going to be doing once a month, picking films like this that maybe audiences haven't seen and certainly haven't seen on the big screen, and bringing them to the big screen with a big audience to enjoy together in all their craziness.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's perfect to kick that off right around this time of year, Halloween. That's going to be fun. Okay, cool. I mean, honestly, I have way more than enough to work with, but I'm sure there's a bunch of others you want to highlight before we get to the closing night film. Do you want to just sort of like pick and choose a few more? Might jump around a little bit.
Yeah. I'll mention a few of the guest appearances, maybe.
Sure,
that works for you guys.
Yeah, so we're back in person this year. So what one of the cool things with that is you can have some Q&A's and stuff. So what guests do we have?
We have several, so I probably not going to mention all of them, but I do want to highlight one film in particular that's screening on Monday, September 26th, and we're doing that in collaboration with the Mexican Cultural Institute here in DC. It's a film called Home is Somewhere Else, and it's a US premiere, and we're really excited to be hosting it. It was at the Annecy Animation Festival not that long ago, and it's here. It's a beautiful, beautiful animated documentary, Animentary, the filmmakers call it, from a Mexican directing team, Jorge Villalobos and Carlos Hagerman. And it tells three stories, each narrated by the actual real life protagonist that the story is based on. And they basically reflect different experiences of undocumented children and undocumented families in the US. And, you know, the trials and tribulations that they've undergone, and, you know, what, how they're progressing towards their futures. So there's the story of an 11-year-old girl who's afraid her undocumented parents are going to be deported. She becomes an activist. There's some scenes in DC when she's speaking in front of the White House, actually on the back of the White House. And then there's a story of two teenage sisters, one who lives in Mexico, one who's in the US but undocumented. And then there's a story of Jose Eduardo Aguilar, who is a poet, and he grew up in the US and was deported to Mexico as a young man. And this film covers his journey to becoming the artist and activist that he is now. So they're fascinating stories. The animation is beautiful. Each segment has a completely different style of animation, which is really cool. And we're just really happy that we're going to have the filmmakers here to talk about it. And it's going to be fun.
Awesome. And then, of course, I guess it all builds to closing night, Dry Ground Burning. Who wants to close us out here?
I'll take us home. Dry Ground Burning is a film we're very excited about. It is a Brazilian and Portuguese co-production in this festival. We also feature films from Spain and Portugal. And it is a genre-defying firecracker. So it's a hybrid documentary drama, but it also has elements of dystopian sci-fi, features kind of classic Western tropes, and even has nods to musical with a lot of different songs and even dance sequences in the film. So it's kind of hard to pin down, but it takes place in a favela outside Brasilia, and it follows two sisters who are part of a queer biker gang who are oil pirates, and they hijack gas to sell to other motorcyclists in their town. So it follows them as they kind of do their pirating and hijacking gas, and also as they kind of get involved with local politics. So it also has some documentary aspects of real life things that are happening in the politics of Brazil. So it's very fresh, up to the moment. It premiered at Berlin earlier this year and is going to be at New York Film Festival as well. So it's a very exciting and fresh film that we're going to be featuring for the closing night to finalize the festival.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking me on a deep dive into so many of these films. And folks, if you're listening, we're just scratching the surface. There's so many other great films and so many other great Q&As and, you know, guest filmmakers and stuff coming. You have to check out the whole lineup there on the AFI Silver's website. Again, it's the Latin American Film Fest, AFI Latin American Film Fest, September 22nd to October 12th at the AFI Silver in Silver Spring. Everybody check it out. I guess in closing, let's back to the we went into granular detail. Now let's go back to the big picture, kind of how we began it. You know, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. It's the perfect time to be highlighting this stuff. Just talk about the mission of the festival, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, the festival is always held in Hispanic Heritage Month. You know, and obviously that makes a great deal of sense to celebrate cinema from Latin America during this month. And we do celebrate cinema from Latin America throughout the year, and we think that's important too. But we have this as a kind of focused showcase that we really dig deep, as you mentioned, into what's coming out of Latin America right now and in years past. And so, yeah, we kind of aim to show excellent films, obviously, but we aim to show, you know, a real breadth of what's happening in film in Latin America right now. So, you know, it's very diverse, and I think it reflects the diversity and complexity of the region. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not just one thing. There's so much cinematic richness there to discover, and our aim is to showcase that as best we can. And there's always more that we want to show, but you'll have to come back next year for that.
All right, but before, check out this year's festival at the AFI Latin American Film Fest at Silver Springs AFI Silver Theater. Hey, thanks for doing this, everybody.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.